You know that feeling, right? That knot in your stomach when a supplier suddenly bumps up their prices. Or maybe you're just trying to juggle the staff rota, keep everyone reasonably happy. Or bracing yourself for that chat with the landlord about the rent. It's that moment, isn't it? You think there has to be a better way to handle this stuff, but you're just not sure how. Well, today that's exactly what we're diving into, the whole art of negotiation and consultation too. It's such a core skill, really vital if you're running a pub or any small business, frankly. So our mission here is to pull out the really practical, usable insights from our sources. We want to show you how pubs get good at supplier deals, managing their teams, handling landlords, basically unlocking your business superpower.
Yeah, and it's way more than just, haggling over a few quid here and there. Negotiation, like our sources point out, it's really about finding those win-win outcomes. And that's not just some fluffy idea. It's crucial, like for long-term survival. It keeps your staff motivated, builds loyalty, even helps with customer relationships and consultation. That's just as important. It builds trust, makes change easier, people feel involved. This deep dive, I think, will really show how these skills can genuinely transform your pub, make it stronger.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Our sources give us the theory, but then they connect it right back to, the messy reality of running a pub. That's where the gold is, isn't it?
Absolutely, it really is, because if you look closely, almost everything, every pint, every meal served, who works when, it all kind of hangs on negotiation in some way. It's like the hidden engine. Pub owners, managers, they're constantly making deals, sometimes without even realizing it. We're talking big supplier contracts, yeah. But also just the day-to-day rota stuff, rent reviews. And the key thing the material stresses, it's not just about the price right now. It's about building relationships for the long haul. Sustainability. Always fighting tooth and nail might feel like winning, but you could damage those important connections.
That's such a good point. And our sources really get into how you negotiate, that different approaches lead to different results. It's not one size fits all. They break down a couple of key ways of thinking about it, which are super helpful.
Yeah, they do. First up is what's called distributive bargaining. Think of it like slicing up a fixed pie. Someone wins, someone kind of loses. The example they give is pretty clear. Brewery wants to put keg prices up by, say, £10. You push back, argue a bit, and you settle at £5. So you won because you paid less than they asked, but they lost because they didn't get the full £10. It's competitive.
Right, splitting that fixed pie. But then the sources talk about a more collaborative way, something about making the pie bigger.
Exactly. That's integrative bargaining. And honestly, this is where it gets really powerful for pubs. Instead of just battling over the price, you look at the whole picture. So maybe you agree to a small price increase, okay, but you negotiate for better delivery times. Or you ask for some free branded glasses. Or maybe the supplier helps promote an event at your pub. Suddenly, both sides feel like they've gained something useful, not just cash. The pub gets extra support. The supplier keeps a happy customer, maybe gets bigger orders later. It builds partnerships.
Okay, that really does sound like a game changer. Now, beyond those two, distributive and integrative, there's another key concept the sources mention, BYTNA. Sounds kind of technical, BYTNA. What's that about?
BYTNA stands for Best Alternative to a Negotiated Agreement. Knowing your BYTNA is incredibly powerful. It's basically your plan B, your walkaway point. If you know what you'll do if this deal falls through, you have leverage. You're not desperate. So if that brewery won't budge on price, your BYTNA might be another brewery you've already spoken to. Or maybe you have a great local microbrewery lined up or a guest ale option ready. The material asks, do you have that alternative ready? Or for staff rotas, if someone absolutely can't do Saturday night, your BYTNA might be using your trusted part-time cover pool. It's not about threatening, it's about having a credible alternative that gives you confidence.
Got it. So it's about having options, knowing your fallback. And then there's interest-based negotiation. This sounds like digging deeper. Not just what people say they want, but why.
Precisely. So a staff member says, "I need Fridays off." Instead of just yes or no, you try to understand the interest behind that position. Maybe you find out they're studying or have childcare issues on Fridays. Knowing the why opens up possibilities. Maybe a Sunday swap works, or a slightly different shift pattern. The sources really push this focus on the underlying needs, not just a fixed demand. It unlocks creative solutions.
Right, so negotiation is key. But the sources also really hammer home the importance of consultation, that it's not just nice to do, but essential.
Totally essential. Consultation isn't weakness, it's smart strategy. It builds buy-in. Our sources mention UK hospitality findings, places that genuinely involve staff in decisions. They see higher retention, better performance. It makes sense. When people feel heard, feel part of the process, they're much more likely to get behind changes. Think about it in the pub, involving the team. in figuring out rota preferences before you just post the schedule. Give them ownership. Or maybe you're thinking about changing the menu. Invite some regulars for a tasting. They give you great feedback, feel special, and then they tell everyone about your new dishes. And it's not just good practice sometimes, it's the law. Under the pub code, tenants have a right to meaningful consultation on things like rent reviews. Savvy operators use that.
Okay, so we've got the theory, distributive, integrative, BATNA, interest-based, consultation. Let's make it real. What about those classic pub scenarios? How do these ideas play out day to day?
Good question. Let's take that supplier price hike. Brewery wants 20 pounds more per barrel. Instead of just arguing the price, you use an integrative approach. First, maybe you anchor it. You bring in some data. Look, the average price in this area is X. Mm. Use Statista or similar sources. A 20-pound hike puts us way over that. Then you shift to value. Okay, if the price has to go up a bit, what else can you offer? Better delivery, promo materials, free stock.
Right, broadening the conversation. Okay, what about the staff rota clash? Two great people both want Saturday night off. Prime time. How do you handle that?
Yeah, that's a classic. This is where consultation and understanding interests are vital. Talk to them both, openly. Explain the pub's needs, but then ask them for ideas. How can we make this work? Hey, can they swap? Could one cover an extra Sunday for the Friday? Maybe offer a small incentive. Not necessarily cash. Maybe an extra meal, guaranteed early finish another day. It's about finding that middle ground through talking it through properly. And the big one, the rent review. Landlord wants 15% more. Ouch. You don't just roll over, but you also don't just shout no. You prepare. You gather data, local trade reports, maybe camera benchmarks on fair rents. And crucially, you show your own books your profit and loss. You negotiate based on what the business can actually sustain. You demonstrate that. You also highlight your value as a tenant, reliable payments, community events you run, the trade you bring. Make your case based on facts and mutual benefit.
It's really interesting how those real-world examples tie directly back to the models, isn't it? Moving from just haggling to finding solutions, knowing your walkaway point. But let's be real, negotiation isn't always easy.
Yeah.
Especially in a busy pub, things can get tense. Our sources acknowledge that, right? There are barriers.
Oh, absolutely. The sources are clear about the challenges. Power imbalances are a big one. Breweries, landlords, they often seem to hold all the cards. Then there's staff fear. People might be hesitant to speak up about what they need. That can fester. And just the emotional heat of the moment, trying to discuss something important during a crazy busy shift. Recipe for disaster. Effective negotiators, the sources say, drawing on guys like Lewicki and EAM, balance being assertive about their own needs with real empathy for the other side. In the pub, that means being clear about what you need, but not shutting down the other person's concerns. It's a balancing act.
Okay, so knowing the challenges, what about practical tactics? Things you can actually do in the moment. Our sources offer some good ones.
Yeah, definitely. Anchoring is a powerful one we touched on. You start the negotiation by setting a benchmark that frames the discussion. Like saying, average pint price here is £4.20. If our costs go up too much, we lose customers. It sets a realistic starting point. Building coalitions is another good tactic. If you need to make a big change, get your team on board first. Staff united on rota preferences, much less pushback. Consultation feeds into this.
And what I always find fascinating is silence. Just stopping talking after you make an offer.
Yes. It feels awkward, but it's incredibly effective. Make your point, state your terms, then wait. Let the other person respond. Often they'll jump in to fill the silence, maybe concede something or reveal more about their position. It shifts the pressure. And of course, trade-offs. This is core to integrated bargaining. If you need me to cover Friday, then I need Saturday off early. Or if we accept this price, we need that marketing support.
Yeah.
It's about finding things both sides value and exchanging them.
And lastly, framing. Changing the whole tone of the conversation.
Exactly. And so I need to try framing it as a partnership. Look, we both want this pub to succeed, right? So let's figure out terms that work for both of us long term. It moves it away from conflict towards collaboration. Much more productive.
It really helps to see it working in practice. The sources have some great examples, some real wins for Cubs using these techniques.
They do, like the Crown and Anchor in London. Brewery wanted a 12% price hike. The landlord didn't just fight it down a bit, they negotiated it to 6%. Plus, they got free branded glasses and social media support from the brewery. That's growing the pie.
Nice. And the Black Horse in Yorkshire, they had constant rota arguments.
Yeah, so the landlord set up a simple consultation board. Staff could post shifts they wanted covered, swap amongst themselves. Result, rota disputes dropped by 60%.
Yeah.
Empowering the team made a huge difference. And the White Swan in Devon, facing a big rent increase, The tenant didn't just argue. They presented hard data camera benchmarks, evidence of community events boosting trade, showing their value. They managed to get the proposed hike reduced by 10%. Data and demonstrating value worked. When you look at these, you see it's not just luck. It's strategic negotiation and consultation building stronger, more resilient businesses.
Okay, so for listeners wanting to put this stuff into action now, the sources even offer a kind of toolkit, right? Practical aids.
Yes, which is really useful. There's a Beatty TNA worksheet. Helps you think through, what's my ideal outcome? What's my acceptable fallback? What's my absolute walkaway point? Doing that before you negotiate gives you so much clarity and confidence. There's also a consultation meeting template. Simple steps. State the purpose, share the info, ask for input, listen, summarize, confirm agreement. Just bring structure.
And I love the list of 10 negotiation phrases. Simple things you can say that change the dynamic. Like, instead of getting angry about a price rise, asking, help me understand what's driving this increase, it opens a door. We're trying. What would make this fair and sustainable for both of us shifts to collaboration. Or for that integrative piece, can we package this deal with added support, like better delivery? Asking for more than just a price cut. These phrases are tools. This has been incredibly insightful. It really drives home that negotiation and consultation aren't just, you know, corporate jargon. They're fundamental skills for anyone running a pub or any business, really. It's about turning those potential flashpoints, suppliers, staff, landlords, into chances to collaborate and build stronger relationships. Prepare your BATNA, consult properly, use these tactics. You really can get better deals, have a happier team, and build a more robust business.
Couldn't agree more. And maybe it prompts a final thought for everyone listening. Beyond the pub, beyond your business, where else in your life could using these ideas, negotiation, consultation, understanding interests, lead to stronger relationships and better, more sustainable outcomes for you and the people around you? Something to think about.
A brilliant thought to end on. We hope this deep dive has given you some valuable tools and sparked some ideas. Thanks so much for joining us, and we really encourage you to reflect on this and see where you can apply it.